Chapter 11. The Card Game. One evening, Edward was in the living room with an army captain and a gentleman from the city. The men were playing cards and they were all drunk. Molly filled their glasses with wine. The captain was very interested in Molly. He watched her carefully with his grey eyes. The captain took his cards from the table.
"Win the game, and I'll give you my horse," he said to Edward.
"Your racing horse, champion?"
Edward asked, surprised. The captain laughed loudly.
"No, I'll never bet champion," he replied. "You can have my black horse."
"That old horse," Edward said. "I don't want that."
"What will you bet?"
the captain asked Edward, and he looked at Molly again.
"How about this little slave girl?"
"She's lazy and slow," Edward said. "But you can have her."
Molly waited nervously as the men played. The third man put 3 tens on the table. Then Edward followed with 3 jacks.
"You won't beat this,"
he said with a smile. But he was wrong. The captain had the 10. Jack, queen, king, and ace of hearts.
"I win," he said. "The slave girl is mine."
Edward was furious. He threw his glass at the wall next to Molly's head, and she dropped the wine.
"Take the stupid girl,"
he shouted. So the captain took Molly home with him. Molly's life with the captain was worse than with Edward. She did everything for him. She worked all day and all night. She brought wood for the fire in his room. She helped him dress and she brought his meals. She prepared his bath and his clothes. But the captain never said a kind word to her. He shouted all the time, and Molly was very frightened of him. One day, the captain was in a terrible mood, and he came to find her.
"Where are my boots?"
he shouted. Molly brought him the boots, and he closed the door on her hand. She was in terrible pain, but the captain gave her more work than ever to do.